Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. We appreciate that, and we appreciate when you drop us a line. You can do that at the same place, stevegruber.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Steve Gruber Show, Twitter, Instagram. It's all there for you. Like the cool kids, we've got it all laid out, and you can be part of the movement here, the Gruber Nation or something like that. Today, we're focusing on your good health as we do on a regular basis. Joining me is Todd Belding. He is the pharmacy director for Sparrow Hospital. Todd, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
Pharmacies, Pharmacy Plus, people are familiar with those products, but tell us about Sparrow has a brand new service for people that have complex, chronic, maybe a rare condition that isn't quite normal. And I want you to tell us about that and how it's different from going to the regular pharmacist.
Yeah, so we opened our Sparrow Specialty Pharmacy in December. The specialty pharmacy is dedicated to helping patients and Sparrow caregivers manage their conditions which require a higher level of therapy and customizing their pharmacy services. It might require extra attention from our team, medications that require special handling. It's different from other pharmacies in that we offer really a comprehensive pharmacy service. So in a normal pharmacy, you would interact with the pharmacist or the technician once, maybe twice during your refill. Through the specialty pharmacy, we're going to interact with the patient four or five times per refill.
Sure. Now, a pharmacist can really be there, can be a lifesaver, because a pharmacist can be there and say, well, wait a second, we can't have these two drugs paired together because it can cause an adverse reaction that could cause something much more serious than we're dealing with. So a pharmacist, I mean, this is an important member of the healthcare chain, right?
Yeah, we work with your physician, and we also do prevent those drug interactions. And with these drugs, because they require special handling, we teach the patient how to handle the drug the right way to make sure a lot of these are injectable. So how do you inject it? What's the right way to dispose of that once you've injected it?
Right. So you have to know, you know, puts it in the right container so that it needs to be disposed of properly. But I like the idea that you have a consultant, basically, an extra person to talk to, an extra person to say, okay, here are the challenges that I'm facing with this illness. Now, some of the illnesses that I see on the list can be different kinds of cancer that might need more attention, more conversation, more comprehensive pharmacy care, rheumatoid arthritis, hepatitis C. These are some of the things that make it to the top of the list, correct?
Yeah, those are the ones that make it to the top of it. We also do HIV medications and have been doing a lot of the specialty migraine medications.
So when you put these things together then at the specialty pharmacy, is it open 24 hours? What kind of people do you put on staff there? Tell me more about what a patient can expect from the experience side of it.
Yeah, so we are not actually open 24 hours, but we do have a 24-hour on-call. So if your patient has a question any time of day, they can call our phone number at 517-364-2740, and a pharmacist will answer their question or reach out back to them shortly after their call and answer their questions. We realize our patients use these meds all times of day.
You know what I find interesting about Sparrow, Todd Belding here, the pharmacy director with Sparrow Hospital. What I've always found interesting about Sparrow, and more so in recent years, is that when you go to Sparrow, and I stub my toe from time to time, so I end up using the ER or whatever. It's not that you go in and you see one person and you move. It's like you get surrounded by this team, by this family, if you will, when you go to Sparrow, and you're part of that, correct?
Yeah, it really is about making sure that it's the whole experience, and that's why we want to keep our patients using the specialty pharmacy at Sparrow, because our providers and our nurses are familiar with the patients and what the patient needs, and then our pharmacist steps in to kind of put the two of those together with these medications.
So I guess my question is, with the Sparrow Specialty Pharmacy, which is dedicated to helping patients and the caregivers there at Sparrow manage these different conditions that might require special therapies or custom pharmacy services. What if somebody can't make it to the pharmacy? Do you have protocols for that?
Yeah, we do. So we do offer free home and or to your house delivery on these medications. And again, because of the cost and some of the special handling, we do offer it to your office so that we can don't leave it at home. We don't want to leave it like FedEx does on your door. Make sure that we're actually handling it to the right person. As you know, where the temperature is in Michigan, like yesterday, make sure that the meds don't freeze while they're sitting on your porch when you're at work.
Well, yeah, that would be that wouldn't do anybody any good, now would it?
No.
You also have the concern, I would guess, with what I refer to, and I think the medical profession does, black label drugs. Because black label drugs, you have to pick up in person or have handed directly to you by a pharmacist. Is that correct?
Yes, and a lot of these are not black label drugs, although a couple of them are. And so the reason that those are handed directly to you is so that, you can make sure that you get the education that you need about the side effects of the drugs.
Yeah, and that's really important. So when you talk to a pharmacist, most people don't realize, but the pharmacist has spent a lifetime studying the medications, the interactions, how they work best, and how to get your optimum results. So it is a really critical person, and I think it's great. Because, you know, talking to your pharmacist, I've had pharmacists solve problems for me because I'll say, well, here's what's going on. And they'll say, well, did you try this? No, never thought of that. And I've had things that have been solved and I didn't have to go to the doctor's office. That's why I say that the pharmacist is a critical part of this healthcare team, because the pharmacist, once they get to know you, and I would assume in this situation with a specialty pharmacy at Sparrow, Todd, that you get in a relationship with the patient much like their doctor or their nurse. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, and we may end up interacting even more with than the physician does, because, again, we're talking to them three or four times a month about these prescriptions. And one of our first examples, I would say, we had one of our first patients was on a migraine medication that they had to inject, and they had picked it up at another pharmacy three or four times, and our pharmacist got involved and started talking to them about their prescription and found out that they weren't getting the results that they wanted. It turns out that they were injecting their medication into the wrong spot. And so after our pharmacist walked them through the proper way to inject it, it ended up working very well for their migraines.
Yeah, the medication, if not used properly, doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It doesn't give the relief it's supposed to, and that makes sense. So, again, it's the Sparrow Specialty Pharmacy. And if you fit into this category, it can help you with things like migraines, like we just talked about, different forms of cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, hepatitis C, HIV, all of these things might be covered under this umbrella for the specialty pharmacy. You can find out more by dialing 517-364-2720, 517-364-2720. You can also fax your prescriptions in at 517-364-2740, and you can always find out more. Todd, I really appreciate you being here. Todd Belding is the pharmacy director for Sparrow Hospital. Sounds like a great new program that's really going to help people. Todd, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
There you have it, everybody. Quick break now. It's all for your good health. And we appreciate Todd being here. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.